Now, where this is handy is that if we take a more active metal, then sitting higher up on the activity series, and we couple it with a cation of a metal that's sitting lower down on the activity series, so a less active metal, then we can bring about a reduction. So here, zinc is an active metal. We're coupling it with copper 2+, which is sitting lower down on the series. The more active metal then reduces the less active metal so that we get our elemental metal here, copper solid forming. So it's coupling this guy higher on the activity series to this guy that's lower on the activity series. And that's what it looks like. You can see here, these are the precipitates of copper that are forming. Our solution then had a zinc wire in it, which now has ended up as zinc 2+, which is quite colourless. The solution at the start would be bright blue, would be our copper 2+, and it's gone to a very pale blue as most of the copper then is precipitated out on the surface of the zinc wire.